Hi, church. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome to live stream.
Yes, we're so glad you're here with us. There's a Bible verse in 1 Corinthians, and it says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things.
Yeah, amen.
And because of the love and the hope that you spread, you made a major difference in the lives of so many people this week.
Yep. You guys have been so generous, and I just want to remind you there are two ways to give. One through our Christ Church app, and also through our Christ Church Ohio website.
That's right. We want to share with you a few things we were able to accomplish this week for Love Week. We were able to send out hundreds of hygiene kits for families that need it. We were able to send thousands of dollars worth of groceries to kids all over Northeastern Ohio. We were able to help feed our first responders at UH Hospital, Southwest, some police stations, and also the National Guard.
We were also able to feed 70 individuals at a homeless shelter two times this week. We were able to give countless numbers of diapers and formula out to babies and families in need. And our Old Brooklyn campus is working on a food pantry with 8,000 pounds of produce and 250 bags of food. So well done, church.
Yes, you guys are incredible, and we just want to show you a little glimpse of what happened this week.
Yeah.
Hello, church. Thank you for tuning in again this week, and I pray that the Lord will be with us. Let's pray. O Lord, you are the God of all sufficiency. You are competent in and of yourself to do all that you desire to do. We recognize that we lack sufficiency, and we find that sometimes we're incompetent to do the important things in life that we need to do. So I pray that you would teach us about the competency that only you can share with us. In Christ's name, amen. In 1521 and 22, Martin Luther was quarantined in Wartburg Castle. He was quarantined because there was a death threat on his life. During that year and a half to 2 year period, with almost no lexical aids, Luther translated the Greek New Testament into German, and it became one of the greatest translations of the New Testament ever done. It was such a powerful translation that it fueled the Reformation all over Europe. I have more resources available to me than Luther did. I have a library full of the very best books on the Greek New Testament. And I have to acknowledge that I have computers and all these other aids, but if you're expecting me to turn out a world-changing translation of the New Testament during this time of quarantine, like me, you're going to be very disappointed. It's not that I don't have the tools, it's that I don't have the competence. We hate to admit that we're not competent for some things. We hate to acknowledge that we're not sufficient for certain challenges. And that's why Paul told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4, such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. The word confidence can also be translated as, I am persuaded through Christ toward God, or Christ persuades me that we are not sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from ourselves. The word I'd like you to focus on is the word sufficient. In its original Greek form, it was a very literal word that meant a person was adequate to reach something with their hands. It's a very, very concrete word. It grew to be a more metaphorical word and meant sufficient or competent. In our modern slang, we might say good enough. So Paul said, This is how Christ has persuaded me toward God. That even though I'm not good enough in myself, and I can't claim to be good enough, God will make me good enough. Without Christ, I tend to blame my incompetency on other people and situations. It's just easy to say, it's not my fault. My friends didn't do what I expected them to do. It's easy to say, it's not my fault. There are people who didn't like me and they stabbed me in the back. If we can't blame our incompetence on people, we commonly blame it on situations. It was an unfair situation to be in. And so it becomes a very human thing for us never to confront our own lack of sufficiency and our own incompetence, because we always tend to shift the blame on someone else. But what Paul was saying is, Christ gives us the inner security to acknowledge our deficit. Who is really competent to make all the right decisions and do all the right things through this trying time? Paul said, I'm not trying to pretend like I'm perfect anymore. In Christ, I have the security to admit that my incompetence makes me afraid. In Christ, I have the security to admit that my self-doubt undermines my sense of competence. In Christ, I have the security to acknowledge that sometimes my regret of the mistakes I've made in the past ripple into my future and make me wonder if I'm good enough. In Christ, instead of proving myself, I have a security that says, I don't have to prove myself. God is at work in me. Why is it important to be persuaded of this? Because until I acknowledge my inability, I'll never get better. As long as I'm trying to cover up for my incompetence and my insufficiency, I'll never get better. But the minute I can be persuaded by Christ that I don't have to be self-sufficient, I'm open to receiving the gift of God's help. In Christ, I admit to God, I need help. I'm not sufficient. I'm not sufficient to be the person in my home that my home needs me to be. I'm not sufficient to be the person at work I need to be. I'm not sufficient in the various situations I find myself to be everything God wants me to be. And so in Christ, I admit that, and God says, I'll help you. In Christ, I find spiritual help. He recreates my soul. In Christ, I find help for my thought patterns, and the Spirit guides me to think in more healthy ways. In Christ, I find help for my emotional spirit, and He strengthens my best emotions and replaces my worst. In Christ, I even find competency to relate in a healthy way during this time of social pressure. You see, life is more complex than I am competent, but it is never more complex than God is gracious. In God, I have a competence that I can't get any other way. That's what Paul said. He went on to say, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us sufficient to be ministers of the new covenant. When I read this, I asked myself, if my sufficiency is in God, how does He make me competent and sufficient? How does God's competence get shared with me to replace my incompetence? In Christ, God shares a competence with me that I don't naturally have. How does he do it? Well, first of all, he forgives my sin, the sin that makes me worry whether I'm competent for the future. Then he changes my thinking about what is right and good. I have more competent thoughts about what is right, good, noble, and virtuous because God is influencing my thinking. God makes me more competent because he inspires faith in me. Faith is not something that I muster up and offer to God. Faith is a gift God gives to me to make me more competent to live the life he wants me to live. He makes me more competent because he gives me spiritual gifts through the Holy Spirit. He makes me more competent because he connects me with other gifted Christians who have talents and abilities and understanding that I don't have. And together as a team, we're more competent than we are as individuals. He makes me more competent because he displaces my fears with hope. He makes me more competent because he promises that he will never leave me and that he'll always be with me. And the one I like the most, he makes me more competent because day by day, his Spirit is conforming me to be more like Jesus Christ. So here's how it works. I say to God, I'm not competent. God says to me, that's all right, son. I'll make you more competent. I have many ways to be at work in your life, raising your ability and making you more sufficient. And then God tells us his purpose for making us competent. God isn't making us competent sufficient so we can be self-sufficient and do our own thing. God is making us competent because he wants us to be ministers of the new covenant. The word ministers in this scripture is the word we get our English word deacon from. God wants us to be servant deacons of his new covenant. He makes us competent, not just so we can survive hard times. He makes us competent so we can thrive and serve him through hard times. So what is this new covenant? If he's making me competent so I can be a faithful servant of the new covenant, what is the new covenant? The new covenant is God's plan to recreate humanity through Jesus Christ. I believe he's using this time of virus to do just that. The company that we live stream with serves other churches. And they gave us some statistics from last Easter Sunday. Let me share them with you. Everyone who worked with this streaming company hosted over 31,858 services. That means last Sunday, 31,858 different services were live streamed across the world. 9,734,000 people watched these streamed services. 69,000 people responded in some way to say they were receiving Christ into their lives. And through these services, every country on the earth heard about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God used some very good people, and he made them competent to do what they were gifted to do, and these streaming services went all around the earth. We were ministers of the new covenant. I'm not just impressed with the online statistics. I'm really more impressed with what's been happening this week. God has been making us competent and sufficient for the Love Week challenge. So far this week, like throughout this whole difficult time, you fed the hungry. We took van loads of food to food banks. Laid off families ate because you were competent and served them. Young people and old people were served meals because people in this church let God make them competent for this good work. We prepared almost 100 hygiene kits so that children and teens will be able to brush their teeth and take a shower. We served our first responders in hospitals and at the city mission. Hundreds of encouraging cards went out, and hundreds of calls checking on people and praying with people. I have an appointment for Love Week next week. I couldn't get in this week, but next week I'm going to donate blood as part of my participation in the Love Week. Here's what I believe. It would have been easy for everyone to hunker down, stay home, and play it safe. But God made us competent, and we made a difference in the world. We were competent servants of the new covenant. And then Paul has one more thing he wants to say about this. He says, we're not servants of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Divine competence is not obeying rules, it's living under the daily influence of the Holy Spirit. When Paul says it's not of the letter represents religious rules and duties. There are some people who believe that religious rules and duties make them more competent. In fact, it's just the opposite. Rules and duties decrease our competence. In fact, Paul says the letter kills. If your only competence is a list of rules that you drive yourself to obey every day, you're never going to be the person God wants you to be. On the other hand, if your competence is a personal dependence on the Holy Spirit, who gives you the spiritual gift of life every day, you will be more than competent for all that God asks you to do. I wonder if you've ever received the gift of spiritual life. I wonder if there's ever been a moment in your life where you just simply admitted to God, I'm not good enough, I'm never going to be good enough, I need your help. I'm asking that through Jesus Christ, you would make me competent and that your Holy Spirit would come to abide in me and influence my thinking, influence my feelings, influence my choices. This morning might be a beautiful time for you to make that choice to receive the spiritual life that God gives to us to make us competent followers of His. I'd also like you to notice this, that it's the Trinity who makes us competent. Paul says that Christ persuaded him toward God the Father. The Father initiates this new competence in us. God in Christ models and mediates this competence for us. The Holy Spirit is our daily mentor and continues to empower us so that we're competent for whatever God asks us to do in a day-to-day kind of way. Here's the important point. The human soul was created by God to be competent in a Christ-like way. The human soul was created by God to be a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit. The human soul was never designed by God to be self-sufficient. Our sufficiency was always to be based on our personal relationship with a living God. Our dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that as a Trinity, you work to make us what we cannot be without you. I pray for myself and for everyone who's listening to this live stream. I pray that the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus would make us competent for everything you're asking us to do, both in this challenging time and in the future that we can't yet predict. And I ask it in Christ's name, amen.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We can't wait to see you next week at the same place and same time.
Have a great day, church.